Hey, how's it going, guys, and welcome back to your favorite podcast. I'm Hannah, and our question today is, how significant is corruption in Nigeria, and what are Nigeria's nastiest secrets? I'm here today with the political scientist, David, who's an expert on Nigeria's economy and politics, and focuses on the corruption there. Hello, David.
Yeah, thank you, Hannah, for having me here. And as you already said, I'm David, a political scientist, also hello from me. And I'm very happy to be here and to talk about this topic, because I think corruption is a very, very significant topic. And it's also very up to date.
So as already mentioned, we're going to talk about the corruption in Nigeria. And I think we all kind of know that corruption is an abuse of power for personal gain. But what effect does it have on the economy? Luckily, we have an expert here. David, tell us about it.
So first of all, to clear up the situation, Nigeria could be one of the richest countries in Africa. This is because the economy has an oil and gas industry that brings billions of dollars into the state every year. Yet the country faces immense challenges, extreme poverty, a weakening economy, terrorism and organized crime characterize the daily life of the population. And the current state of affairs is largely due to corruption, which for decades has deprived the country of the resources it needs for its development. Corruption is such a big topic in Nigeria because it happens on like so many different levels. And yeah, Nigeria's current state is largely due to a level of corruption that has deprived the country of important development capital for decades. Corruption permeates the entire society and is systematically practiced by the leading elites and has many faces. Embezzlement of state funds, clientism, nepotism, fraud, bribery, and as a consequence, money laundering on a grand scale at home and abroad. High political officers, holders, civil servants, security forces, and even all classes participate in corruption practices. And yeah, also many statistics show that Nigeria is always on the bottom. For example, corruption perceptions index, and this is a worldwide index, and Nigeria has ranked very, very low.
Thank you, David, for that detailed answer. Now we're going to talk about the stereotypes concerning corruption and just the economical and political situation in general. It is often said that every politician is corrupt, that you can't trust Nigeria, that it is unstable and poor. But David, tell us which of those stereotypes are really true and which aren't.
Yeah, Hannah, you're right, of course. The cliché is partly true that corruption comes from politicians. Everybody knows that, and it is a fact. But it does not come from all of them. There are never exact dates and persons, but mostly individual cases that can be uncovered. So you can't always say that in general. Yes, like reliable data on the damage caused by corruption practices in Nigeria does not really exist. And however, experts estimate that from the country's independence in the 1960s until the end of the military dictatorship in 1999, more than $400 billion in the state funds were illegally stolen, and wow, this is a big number. And that between 2005 and 2014, another $182 billion are said to left the country illegally. And of course, this has to do with the politicians and corruptions in politics and economy.
First of all, thank you, David, for this information and answer. I would now like to circle back to what you said last, because I think it can be really, really well connected to our leading question. How significant is corruption in Nigeria? Because from what we've heard so far, I think we can already tell that corruption is most definitely a thing in Nigeria, and that it is a huge issue. But I think, it's just facts that the authorities won't admit to ever being involved in any kind of corruption. And this shouldn't have come as a surprise, because why would they admit anything like that? But I was still like kind of surprised that there are so many events where Nigerian politicians position themselves against corruption. So that just made me wonder, is there like two sides of politics in Nigeria, and the one side is like pro-corruption and the other side is strongly against it, or are they like all connected and covering up for each other and just trying to present themselves as anti-corruption? And that is kind of like a question to you, David, because I don't know if you know the answer to that, but that's just something I was really interested in, because yeah, I just can't believe that so many politicians are against corruption and still letting it happen, or whether or not they are all involved in corruption somehow. So yeah, I would just like to ask you if you know what's really going on there, and if you know if they are just kind of two sides, or if it's just one corrupt politics, or one corrupt way to do politics. Yeah, so I'm just gonna ask you that.
Questions like the one you asked cannot always be answered, of course, because we as outsiders do not know how exactly something like this happens, and we are outsiders. So we do not know how exactly corruption is practiced, but we know that there is corruption, and it is a fact. The citizens of the state know and also like feel it on an economic and political level. And as I said earlier, there are never exact details that turn out to be the rule, but there are always like individual cases that come to the attention of the press and the public.
Yeah, for sure. I think it is really hard to really say what's going on, because we don't really we can't know, because we don't have any eyes there, and yeah, all that stuff. Another really important topic I would like to talk about are the issues that kind of result from corruption. And so that, like, for example, Boko Haram, or the high unemployment rate and stuff like that. Those two are one of the issues why there's so much violence, and why all the people are just not satisfied with their politicians and everything in general. And yeah, the people are just, if I'm gonna talk like vulgar, they are all pissed, because yeah, they suffer from the consequences of this corrupt way of doing politics. And I know that there are demonstration and against police brutality and all that stuff, and it is quite shocking that also like kids are going on the streets and protesting and saying stuff like corruption is the reason why my mom doesn't get healthcare or doesn't call healthcare or stuff like that. I think it's just really heartbreaking. And yeah, I would like to know, David, if you know more about what's really going on inside of Nigeria, and what's kind of the future, or like what is kind of going to happen if the politicians don't change.
Yeah, to come back to your question, predicting the future is always difficult, of course, but citizens are responding well by staging demonstrations and standing up against politics and what is wrong with the system in general. So it's like a chain reaction. The bigger the public movements become, the more pressure they put on the politics. And you can also see the chain reaction that perhaps other countries or organizations will become aware of such problems, and resistance is also exercised from like higher positions, and this is what the people can and will do in Nigeria.
Yeah, I think it would probably be a good idea to get some attention there in Nigeria, because this is such a huge and important issue for the people there. So we should all learn and talk about it. Yeah, because it's just horrible what's happening there. And yeah, but it's also really interesting to talk about stuff like that. So thank you, David, for being here. I loved having you here. It was quite interesting to talk about this topic, and I hope to do another episode with you, because it was so much fun. Yeah, thanks again, David.
Yes, thank you, and it was also a great experience for me, like, to be here and to be on the podcast. It was a lot of fun, and I'm sure that the listeners would be happy to hear another and a second part of the podcast. And yes, you guys know, for the feedback, there's the comment function, and yeah, see you.
Hey, 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 how is it going, guys? Nee, das war schon scheiße. Hey, 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 ich kann euch schriftlich lesen. Hey, hey, how's it going, guys? And welcome back to your favorite podcast. I'm Hannah, and I'm here with fucking scheiße.